In Hungary, an estimated 90% of the media is believed to be under the influence of Prime Minister Viktor Orbán's ruling party. And as the country prepares for an election on Sunday, Hungarian newspapers, radio, and TV appear focused on getting Orbán reelected. But as NPR's Rob Schmitz reports, one grassroots organization is distributing what it deems real news, one mailbox at a time.
It's a sound familiar to anyone who's delivered a newspaper, but here in the rural Hungarian town of Dunabogdan, it's not just the dogs who view this delivery man with suspicion. As Colonel Klopstein is about to slip a leaflet into another mailbox, its owners tell him not to bother. They're not interested in politics. He slips it into their mailbox and moves on.
It says, I don't want any leaflets. But I'm going to put it anyways. So, you know.
Klopstein is the co-founder of Print It Yourself, a weekly newspaper printed on a single sheet of A4-sized paper that's distributed by thousands of volunteers throughout rural Hungary, where people's access to news is typically limited to government propaganda.
We are distributing these leaflets to show them that there is another reality out there. There is actually other news, corruption cases, or how the healthcare system is doing, or how the economy is doing.
Print It Yourself, called Yomtash Tesh in Hungarian, has been around for 4 years. They printed up more than a million copies for their latest edition. It's funded by private donors and foundations, including George Soros's Open Society. This week's edition carries stories about official corruption, the platform of the opposition candidate to Orbán, and tells people where to vote. The paper is inspired by the Samizdat tradition from the 1980s, when dissidents printed, copied, and distributed news to counter communist propaganda. Hungary media expert Miklos Horasti says today's threat to independent media in Hungary is no different. But that what's most frightening to him is that this top-down media consolidation has happened inside what is supposed to be a liberal democracy.
It's a country where you have parliament, where you have elections, and where you have market forces, and nevertheless they could turn the part of the media which they sponsor into a totalitarian propaganda model.
And that, says Harashti, has erased a crucial forum for public debate.
Two generations have now grown up without experiencing what debate, what parallel measurement of arguments means.
Print It Yourself co-founder Klopstein says he's encouraged by a survey that found 10% of Print It Yourself recipients changed their opinions after 6 weeks of reading his paper. But that is not the case for Marika Varga. Klopstein just gave her a newspaper, and as she reads it, she provides pro-government counterpoints. Like everyone I talk to in this town, Varga says she'll vote for Orbán's party because she believes he has improved the country's economy. Ask her what she thinks of Klopstein's newspaper. She answers through an interpreter.
I'm sure there's people who like it.
Not a glowing review, but a better reaction than that of the first man Klopstein delivered his paper to.
He took your flyer, he ripped it up, and then he put it under the windshield wiper of the car that you arrived in.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite shocking, right? I mean, that people just see like a newspaper and it makes them so angry. I mean, sometimes, yeah, I'm like, wow.
As we ponder the ripped up newspaper, the man comes out of his house and yells at Klopstein.
Oh, I'm going to be like in the war. I'm going to catch some bullets. That's what he says. Okay, well, I'm not going to reply.
We get in the car with the man still yelling. Klopstein shakes his head, sighs, and says, this is Hungary in 2022. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Dunabogdan, Hungary.